Leia's relief was bittersweet. As happy as she was to see Raynar leaving his cell, it made her wish that incarceration and rehabilitation had been possible for her son Jason. But Jason had been too powerful to capture, and too destructive to leave free. And in the end, there had been no choice except to hunt him down. There had been no choice. Leia reminded herself of that almost daily, yet she knew that she and Han would go to their graves asking why they had not seen Jason's peril in time to save him, why they had not realized until it was too late that their son was falling to the dark side. Once Raynar had begun to pack his few possessions, Silgall smiled and led the way down the catwalk again. As they passed the next cell, Natua stopped scratching at her door locks and pressed herself to the transparasteel, her narrow eyes fixed on Han. A ruddy flush began to creep up her delicate face scales, and she slid a hand along the wall, reaching out in his direction.
Captain Solo.
Even through the electronic speaker that relayed the words to the catwalk, Natua's voice was soft and cajoling. Leia was just glad that the Fallen's powerful attraction pheromones were safely trapped inside her own cell.
Please, get me out of here. They're hurting me.
Not as much as you're hurting yourself,
Han said, pointing to the crimson streaks that her bloody fingertips were leaving on the wall.
Sorry, Nat. You need to stay here and let them help you.
This isn't help!
Natua slapped the wall so hard that the resulting pung caused C-3PO to stumble back into the safety rail. She began to curse in the strange hissing language Tekli had mentioned earlier.
Cicerosti, Zuma, Ceceloso, Cihido, Heservaf!
Oh my! Exclaimed C-3PO. Jedi One is promising to kill Captain Solo and his fellow imposters in a terribly unpleasant way. Fortunately, it appears that she hasn't thought through her plan very well. I don't even have intestines.
Then you recognize the language? Leia asked.
Of course. Ancient Hoshoosh is still the language of ceremony in the best houses of Fallen.
Language of ceremony?
Han echoed.
Like one they'd use to make formal vows?
Precisely. The elite classes have kept it alive for more than 2,000 standard years to distinguish...
3PO, that's not important at the moment, Leia interrupted. She could tell by the way Han was clenching his jaw that he was truly disturbed to have a mad Jedi making death vows against them. A lecture on the history of ancient Hoshoosh just might be enough to make him yank out C-3PO's inner machinery.
Wait here and let us know what else Natua has to say.
C-3PO acknowledged the command, and Leia and Han followed Silgall to the next cell. Seth had moved to the far corner, where he was kneeling, facing away from the door with his battered hands on his thighs. The barely perceptible rise and fall of his shoulders suggested that he was meditating, perhaps trying to calm his troubled mind and make sense of what had been happening to him. Silgall glanced back down the catwalk toward the turbolift, where Tekli was waiting with what looked like a meter-long recording rod that ended in a large parabolic antenna. When the Chadrafan nodded her readiness, Silgall stepped closer to Seth's cell and rapped gently on the wall. Seth, a sturdily built young man with square shoulders and light curly hair, answered without looking away from the corner.
Yes, Master Silgall.
His voice came from the small relay speaker near the door. And when Silgall answered, she angled her mouth toward the tiny microphone beneath it.
How did you know it was me?
She asked.
It's...
Seth struggled for an explanation, then finally said,
It's always you, or Tekli, and Tekli wouldn't reach that high when she knocked.
He shrugged.
So to answer the question clearly on your mind, no. I have not yet developed the ability to touch the Force through an Islamari void bubble.
But you do seem to be feeling better,
Silgall said.
I'll have to take your word for it.
Seth remained facing the corner, but his tone softened.
I don't have a clear memory of how I was feeling before.
Silgall rolled a hopeful eye in Leia's direction, then spoke to Seth again.
Do you remember why you're here?
That would depend on the meaning of here. I remember trying to rescue Valen Horn from a GA security facility, and I remember being ambushed by someone who looked a lot like Jaina Solo.
Seth stopped and shook his head.
I assume that I'm in the Jedi Temple Detention Center's asylum block, but none of it makes much sense.
It probably shouldn't make sense,
Silgall said. She smiled with a relief that Leia did not quite share.
I'm afraid you've been suffering paranoid delusions lately.
Seth's head and shoulders slumped in a fairly convincing manner, and he continued to look into the corner without speaking.
Seth, you're going to get better,
Silgall said. It was something any good mind healer would say to a patient, whether or not it was true.
This is an encouraging sign.
Leia couldn't read Mon Calamari faces well enough to know whether Silgall was sincere, but she did know that she herself wasn't convinced. Leia didn't like the way Seth continued to hide his face, and if he was having trouble remembering what had happened to him, how had he known earlier that it was Silgall or Tekli who visited? Silgall continued speaking into the relay microphone.